10:11 on WTOP. He spent more than 20 years in Congress, 16 years in Maryland's House of Delegates. Today, the nation is mourning the death of Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died early this morning of complications from long-standing health challenges. He had been in hospice care. Joining us live now is Michael Steele, former Maryland Lieutenant Governor and former Republican National Committee Chair. Michael, our condolences to you and others in the state who knew a Congressman Cummings well. Very sad to hear of his passing this morning. Give us your thoughts on your friend and former colleague.
I appreciate the kind word there. And look, the nation's lost a clarion voice. I mean, he was clear and concise. He was in the room of the powerful, but never afraid to speak truth to that power. And I think that's one of the hallmarks of his leadership, was his ability to recognize and to keep his finger on the pulse of the people of Baltimore and the people of the country. And despite the political battles that he and I have waged over the years, and in even more recent battles with the current president, he always stood on that post of principle. He made it very clear that what he was doing and why he was fighting was not for some partisan political gain, but was consistent with his ideal of servant leadership. And so I think we will miss that. And we certainly wish more men and women in authority and leadership would use him as the model that he was.
Yeah, it almost seems like it's old school at this point, you know, where you and Congressman Cummings from different political parties, but still a lot of mutual respect.
Absolutely. I mean, he and I, particularly when I was state party chairman, would, you know, have our knockdown dragouts on the politics of it all. But I'll never forget a number of private moments I had with him, and even some public ones in which we stood arm in arm. And more recently, when Baltimore came under attack, you know, it was just fortuitous that Reverend Al Sharpton and I were in Baltimore to talk about housing. But that gave me an opportunity as a Republican, yes, but more importantly, as a Marylander and an American, to stand in defense of this servant leader who had stood on the line for me and so many others before. So he understood where the partisan edge was. He understood, more importantly, when it was time to set that down, to walk away from that. And he left us, I think, with some very strong and commanding words to adhere to going forward. You know, if we believe in this democracy, if we believe in the rule of law, we certainly believe in upholding our Constitution, then we can't walk away from our responsibilities that call us to be mindful of those things. And he certainly in his last months represented that more than many others.
As a political leader in Maryland and beyond, and as a person of color, who are you hoping will carry on the tradition and carry the mantle that Congressman Elijah Cummings set during his lengthy political career?
You know, I'm not going to put that on one person's shoulder. I'm going to put it on all of our shoulders. I think we all have been called in some response to, you know, to respond or to have some responsibility. A leader or leaders will emerge over time. But, you know, our charge is too urgent to sort of wait for that to happen. We've got to take control of that, and we've got to be in command of that. And when that does occur, then that leadership will emerge from among us. And I think that's what Elijah's legacy has been about. He started out in the state legislature. He was the youngest member to lead the Black Caucus. And that spoke to how amongst all these leaders, he emerged. And so I think that's a life lesson. I know as part of my charge when I was lieutenant governor, this idea of servant leadership was important. And you have to be prepared to stand in that space and take it as it comes to you, because people expect you to do that. So those leaders and voices will emerge, particularly if they follow in his footstep, and they'll do so in the right way, and they'll be the right kind of leaders for the right time.
Michael, great to hear from you. Our condolences. We appreciate you coming on during this difficult time.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Michael Steele, former Maryland Lieutenant Governor and former RNC Chairman.